The Jets of 2024 are one of the greatest, most colossal, and embarrassing failures in sports history. And that sticks to all of them. So when people say, does this stick to Rodgers? Yes. It doesn't mean he's not an all-time great. It doesn't mean he's not a Hall of Famer. But it most certainly goes in the permanent record. It goes in the bio. The New York Jets turned over their entire franchise to him, and it got much, much worse. Like, embarrassingly worse. What they're doing is embarrassing to watch. I've been following this team 50 years. I've never been as embarrassed to say that I'm a fan or to say that I believed in them as I have been this season and yesterday in particular.
So that's Mike Greenberg. We got Dan Orlovsky on the Jets, too. It's all Bills, all day, and some Jets. Victory Monday for you Buffalo Bills fans out there, for those of us that are pretty happy about how the Bills are doing these days. So I have another stat on the Jets. Dan Orlovsky says they can't lose a game like that. They just can't. So first I want to get your Orlovsky's comment on the Jets, because it's incredible. And then I'll give you the reason they can't lose that game.
Right now, it's one of the worst acquisitions in the history of the NFL, the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers. The Jets lost a game that yesterday is impossible to lose. To put that into context, okay? Because it's impossible to lose this game. Yeah. You score 20-plus points. You don't turn the football over. You allow less than 250 yards of offense. In the course of the history of the NFL, teams that do that, score 20, don't turn it over, give up less than 250 points, are 750-1.
Come on.
And there's so more good on that. So they no turnovers, hold your opponent to 247. They're the first team to lose a game not turning it over and holding an opponent under 250 since 2012.
Amazing.
There'd been a 220-game win streak for you don't turn it over, you hold your opponent under 250 yards. Do you know the last team to win a game, to lose a game like that? It was actually an Aaron Rodgers Packers game.
Oh, so he did it before, too?
He has the last two losses of no turnovers and his defense not giving up 250. Dan Orlovsky calling it the worst acquisition in NFL history.
Amazing.
How's your morning, Jets fans?
Could it be? It could not go worse.
It's gone pretty bad. Yeah. Bob in Syracuse. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, guys. So I was just looking at, I was trying to compare last year's team to this year's team, and the two areas of improvement I see are in the defensive line. I think getting rid of Jordan Phillips, Tim Settle, Puna rotation, I think that their interior defensive line is a lot better. I think that Russo obviously is having a great year. I think he's more free now to make plays than he was last year. Oliver, obviously, Epineza has stepped up. I just think that, you know, this team is a lot different on the line. And then the other area of improvement, and I think the reason why we could, you know, hopefully make a run, we are one kick away from possibly going to, you know, the championship last year, is that the wide receiver position is better than it was last year. I mean, our third and fourth options were Sherfield and Hardy, and I think it's remarkably better than it was last year. Those two areas. Quick question about Milano. I see that he's on the practice field. Do you think there's a possibility that he may be back in December, late December, or has anybody said anything? I know they're very quiet about it.
So I saw that McDermott spoke on this, and that they have a plan. They have a plan on Milano. What that ultimately is, they're not going to tell us. They never put timelines on this kind of thing. You know, think about last year. Last year, they never put a timeline on him, and we wondered if he could ever come back. And you know, it was like a very odd injury. Then it was training camp. They're monitoring through training camp. So this is one he's very much expected to come back from. I don't know if it's going faster than they think, but there's a plan. The question is, when do we find out any sort of timeline on that? I don't know. I don't think they'll be too forthcoming with that.
The original reporting on this also made it seem, or pointed to, like early December was the timetable. Which, I mean, that's coming up in a month, right? Like month and a week.
Yeah.
So, It'll be interesting. Like, Dorian Williams has been, I think, good. Has he been so good he keeps Matt Milano off the field? No. I think probably not. But Williams has been good. So, you know, Milano not returning, like, I guess just doesn't have to be in a rush. Maybe you would like him to play a couple games before the playoffs, right? Rather than put him in cold for a playoff game. Bernard's the one right now that I'm more... The Spectre was fine yesterday, but that's been, to me, the position that I think they've been missing the most when they don't have the guy. Bernard not being in there, like Milano not being in, I think they're sufficing just fine with Williams.
Monday Night Football, Giants at Steelers in Pittsburgh. So a Manning cast, if you want it, who are they going to have? Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger. I never hear from Roethlisberger, though.
No.
When's the last time you saw Roethlisberger? Anywhere.
It's been a
while.
Make
a comment.
So it'll be Belichick.
Rivers is around. Matt Ryan does TV now, right? Like, Breeze does his stuff. He's on TV once in a while.
Who else could it be?
Like, I don't even see Roethlisberger on podcasts.
No.
Maybe I'm just missing him, but I've not heard from him in a while.
Giants, Steelers, which means it's Eli watching a Giants game. He gets emotionally invested in those.
Yeah.
Belichick.
1 month ago, he was on a podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guess what? The Pouncies. Apparently the Pouncies have a podcast. That shouldn't be surprising.
No.
That the Pouncies would have a podcast?
Everybody's got a podcast.
Yeah. Roethlisberger has his own YouTube channel. Okay, he's out there. Footballin' with Ben Roethlisberger is the name of his YouTube channel. All right. Big Ben. So he's still out there doing stuff. So Roethlisberger tonight and Bill Cowher.
Those are your guesses?
No, they wouldn't go two Steelers, right? Belichick also takes up a whole quarter now.
A whole half.
Which is good. I like Belichick on there. They've figured out the timing and the delays.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Belichick is fun to watch.
Yeah, he's very good. And he'll say interesting things, and did you hear him last week? I think this was on McAfee, though, not Manningcast, where he had a bias here, a little different. He went after Woody Johnson on the Manningcast, the Jets owner. He also went after Gerard Mayo a little bit. He's like, oh, these guys aren't soft.
Yep.
Mayo called them soft. Belichick's like, these guys are not soft at all. So he'll say things. He'll go at people a little bit.
You know the dog of the day at the Sabres game?
I do. I know the dog of the day.
Meanwhile, the Sabres game on Saturday, we got the 2 foot nachos. Half plant based chorizo, half barbecue chicken.
Good?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the job. My wife's a vegetarian. She wanted the chorizo, which I had some of. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream for the kids. We ate so much. There was so much food.
Yeah.
Trick or treating, cotton candy. I mean, just, yeah. It was great. They won. They scored a bunch of goals.
Yes.
Tage scored.
Drama at the end. Kane hit a post with 20 seconds left.
I didn't even know Patrick Kane was in the game until...
Yeah, I didn't notice him.
Just
disappeared.
Not a factor.
I guess that's been a little more true this year of him than last year. Last year, he was very good.
Nicholas Aubé-Kubel expected back in the lineup tonight, and Owen Power, maybe not. He's got an illness.
They've got an interesting lineup decision to make, and that's not even knowing if Benson's back yet. Benson's not been back. Aubé-Kubel goes in. Who goes out? They want to touch that fourth line? They're going to bump Krebs up to the second line and take Quinn out of the lineup, take Kulik out of the lineup? I don't know what their plan is. Maybe Malenstein comes out. Like, who knows?
Yeah, Lindy just praised his play, though, in the postgame. A couple things that he did, like talking about team identity.
And also, the fourth line has been good. He goes to the fourth line. So, again, someone comes off the fourth line. and either goes up or goes to the press box.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
Want to guess dog of the day?
Yeah, let's guess the dog of the day. All right. We already had a...
Do you want the name of it, or is that giving too much away? I don't even know if the name's going to tell you anything.
The name.
The name.
Stanley C. Panther.
Stanley C.
Is it Stanley C.?
It's Stanley C.
Okay, that's their mascot, is Stanley C. Panther.
Yeah.
Okay. The Stanley C.
Yep.
We already had a Florida home game, and what was the dog that had the...
Ooh, I don't know. Is it different than that one?
Did it have elote? Is there elote on this one?
No.
Okay. Hot dog. Florida, Panthers, Stanley C.
Mm-hmm.
How about give me... I mean, Fort Lauderdale, South Beach, Miami, Florida, Gators.
Mm-hmm. It's tied. I would say it's tied to the area.
Tied to the area.
Yeah. A Cuban aspect, maybe?
No, the Cubano, like a...
Maybe.
A panini roll with ham and Frontega cheese, or... And that's the wrong cheese. What are we looking at?
You're doing really well.
Really?
You're doing really well.
Okay. Panini pressed, ham, dog. Dog with ham.
Mm-hmm.
What else goes on a Cuban
green sandwich? Chilies.
Green chilies you got?
Yeah.
All right, you want it?
Yeah.
I'll read you by description the exact wording, because you were pretty close. Panini pressed foot-long hot dog topped with roasted pork, mustard, Swiss cheese, ham, and pickles.
That sounds fantastic.
It's a Cuban hot dog.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes, it does.
I'm not going to this game tonight, but maybe I will.
This is testing my... theory the other day that what makes it a dog is that it's in a hot dog bun.
Right, but
carrot dog.
But it's panini pressed.
This is not in a hot dog. It is hot. It is a hot dog though. In like it's a hot dog. It's the meat in the panini.
All right.
Dog of the day.
Wrap things up and hand off to Sal, who's going to take a lot of your phone calls as well. Bills win. Victory Monday on WGR, brought to you by Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.